that we come to the table as we are, and God is the one that cleans us up. Jesus is the one that cleans us up. And so don't be shy, okay? Don't be shy. And as a tradition here, we have one of our beloved family members come and tell us what communion means to them. And tonight it is Uncle Bill.
All right, Uncle Bill.
I'm not kissing you. Hey, church, I'm Uncle Bill. I'm an overcomer. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. What? my name's Uncle Bill, and I am a recovering alcoholic and an overcomer. And by the grace of God, I have not had a drink for 6,752 days. Since February 7th, 2007, and for that, I am truly grateful. And it was so great to see our beloved founder and pastor emeritus here tonight. One of the first things that I remember him saying that stuck with me is that he was a bottom line guy. When reading scripture, John always looked for a therefore, a so that, or a colon. And that's why we have the 12 steps with therefore scripture and the 12 promises with so that scripture. And I made a list of just a few reasons that I'll always be grateful to Jesus. This is taken from a guided meditation by a Franciscan priest. And it's about unlearning, getting rid of, and emptying out, and letting Jesus in. I'm not going to call it a colon gratitude list, for obvious reasons. I'm going to call it a so now gratitude list, as in the present, right now. Oh, and there just happens to be 12 things on it by amazing coincidence. Number one, Jesus gave me his spirit and is walking this journey with me. So now I don't have to play God. Two, he became finite and limited. So now I don't have to pretend that I'm infinite or limitless. Three, he became small and inferior. So now I don't have to pretend that I'm big and superior to anybody. Jesus held my shame and nakedness so boldly and so publicly, so now I don't need to hide or deny mine. He became sin, so now I can recognize that my mistakes are the truest and most surprising path to love. Jesus became weak, so now I don't have to pretend to be strong. He was disliked and even hated by so many, so now I don't have to try so hard to be loved and liked by anybody. He allowed himself to be considered strange and different, so now I don't have to try to be normal. He allowed himself to be considered a failure, so now I don't have to pretend or even try to be a success. Jesus allowed himself to be considered wrong by government and religion, so now I don't have to be right anywhere. He became poor in every way, so now I don't have to seek being rich in any way. Jesus Christ became all of the things that humanity despises and fears, so now I can fully accept myself and everyone else through him. I can't help but be grateful after meditating on that, and gratitude brings humility. Then humility brings serenity. The scripture we use with the third promise, we will comprehend the word serenity, is something Jesus said to his disciples before they left the upper room. You could say that he's giving them the bottom line. I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. When trouble comes and I try to go it alone, my character defects take over and I start looking to the world for a solution. I don't have to overcome the world because Jesus has already done that. Now, with his help, I can live the way he wants me to live and do the things he wants me to do. Please join me at his table.